least be able then to have a democratic engagement, a proper debate, etc. And I think that's where we are now at the moment. There will be, as we go through this period, we will be in a situation where issues are coming up, where we don't always agree on everything, but we'll have a political debate and discussion, a democratic decision-making processes, and we'll respect the right to people to dissent. For the last 18 years I've been in Parliament, for the last 30 years Jeremy's been in Parliament, we've rebelled more times than any other MPs. And we've had to, because we've swam against the stream. So we can't expect now other people not to express their dissent, but we want to do it in a way which ensures that in any way that there's no aggression or anything like that. We want to do it in a way where people feel comfortable about expressing their views. And I think that's the nature of the politics that we're developing. At the end of the campaign, people want to continue campaigning. So we said, look, get involved in the party. And others said, well, we need to organise ourselves effectively. And that's why they set up Momentum. And the idea was to keep the momentum going of the campaign. It's not a sectarian group or anything like that. It's not about deselecting people or targeting people. It's about enthusiastically continue to campaign for the ideas we believe in, but also to develop those ideas and develop them into concrete policies that we can implement in government at every level. So that's what Momentum is about. And around the country now, meetings are taking place all around the country. Large numbers of people coming together to discuss the issues that they're confronting, but at the same time they're to talk about how they campaign, how they develop their ideas to confront those issues. And I think, to be frank, it's one of the most refreshing things that's happened in British politics for over a generation, if not longer. Now, again, what's happened is some of the media are trying to portray that as some sort of sectarian group within the party or whatever. Not at all. Quite the reverse. It's completely open to everyone to get involved in this. And at the same time, we're recruiting for Labour every day. The numbers are getting bigger and bigger all the time. And it's actually, I think, it is turning us now into a social movement. And we need that social movement. Because what this government is now doing is implementing the next stages of its austerity plan. And what is that austerity plan? It is to systematically dismantle the welfare state as we know it. And that, what does that mean? It means further cuts in benefits to impoverished people. It means greater attacks on groups in our society who've suffered so much already, people with disabilities, children. Child poverty is expected to increase by another half a million, 500,000 as a result of some of the cuts that are taking place. What they're doing in terms of public services is the usual round of cuts on a greater scale than we've ever seen before, but also a greater scale of privatisation of our NHS and our education services in particular, both at every level, schools right the way up to universities, where they're supposed to now be opening up to new providers, which will be private sector providers in higher education and further education. It means also, to be frank, a redistribution of wealth, further tax cuts for the wealthy, further tax cuts for the corporation, and turning a blind eye to the mass tax evasion and tax avoidance that's going on in this country by the wealthiest and by the corporations themselves. And at the same time, they want to target and eliminate any form of opposition. That's why they've introduced laws to gag people in terms of campaigning. But in addition to that, which is the one organisational form that can mount resistance to austerity? Who has the history of over 200 years of resistance and the resources and the organisation? It's the trade union movement. And that's why they brought forward the trade union bill, which I think is an existential threat to trade unionism in this country. They want to wipe it out. They want to wipe out trade unionism because this is a scorched earth policy for this five-year programme of this government. They want to seize this opportunity. Don't ever forget, they were elected on less than 25% of the electorate. 12, a majority of 12, that's all in the House of Commons, and even in the House of Lords, no matter how many laws he's now going to make, they're still being defeated. But also, out in every community now, I think there's not just a depth of anguish about what's going on, I think there's a growing anger. I think people have had enough. They don't want to go to work and be under this sort of pressure. They don't want to see their wages frozen yet again. They don't want to see yet again, you mentioned the numbers here. I've got 200 families tonight in my constituency that I'll be in bed and breakfast. They don't want to see families live in shanties and sheds anymore. And they don't want to see their kids loaded up in debt, unable to pay it off for the rest of their lives. I think there's a growing anger. And that's why Momentum and than that, both in terms of trade unions and momentum within the Labour Party and beyond, is to ensure that we mobilise that resistance and target it on where it's coming from. I know there's a lot of issues around local councils, etc. But also, what Osborne has been clever at is passing the cuts down to other organisations. The focus of our campaigning now is on this government. This is the most iniquitous government we've seen. It's dismantling the welfare state that we developed over generations. It's attacking working people. It's redistributing wealth to the wealthiest. And worst of all, it's supporting war that will cost innocent people their lives. That's why we founded Momentum to campaign against all of that. And that's why I think we've got, all of us individually, have got a responsibility on our shoulders now that we can't shirk to get involved in this campaign. What do we need? I keep saying time and time again, three things. Courage. Courage, no matter what they throw at us now, and they're throwing everything at Jeremy at the moment, whatever they want to do, just keep standing there, no matter what. Determination. We're absolutely determined that we're going to win on this. But above all else, the thing that we discovered 2 centuries ago for trade unionism, you know, we put it on our banners. Unity is strength. An injury to one is an injury to all. It's called solidarity.